The title of tonight's lesson is Back to the Basics. A disturbing trend seen too often in many congregations is the apparent apathy of many Christians. They may attend the services, but it appears that they are only going through the motions. Their singing, their praying, their Bible study, their zeal seems listless. To paraphrase Thoreau, the mass of Christians lead lives of quiet desperation. The point I wish to make is that God certainly desires more for his children, as stated in Romans the 15th chapter and verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I suspect that the problem is akin to an athlete or a sports team which is in a slump. Excuse me. Such a person or a team goes through the motions, but they are not performing up to their true potential. The solution in sports is to work on the fundamentals. However, the same is true with Christians when we find ourselves in a slump. The solution is to work on the fundamentals. As stated in Revelations, the second chapter, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. There you go. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. We need to get back to the basics. In this lesson, I would like to stress some of the fundamentals or basics that we need to get back to whenever our lives are in a spiritual slump. My first suggestion would be to energize your faith. A scriptural definition of faith is found in Hebrews the 11th chapter and verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Vines describes faith as a firm conviction. I like to think of faith as a confident trust in God. The importance of faith. Faith in God is essential to pleasing him, as stated in Hebrews the 11th chapter and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith in Jesus is essential to finding forgiveness and eternal life. I'm not going to say anything. As stated in John the 8th chapter and verse 24, therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Without faith, the only alternative is doubt, accompanied with fear, as Peter displayed in Matthew the 14th chapter, verses 30 through 31. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? The word of God is designed to produce faith, as stated in Romans the 10th chapter, verse 17, and also John the 20th chapter, verses 30 through 31. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Through diligent reading of the Bible, we can energize our faith. So when you find yourself in a spiritual slump, pick up your Bible and allow it to rebuild that confident trust you once had. It will also help you to fortify your home. Hope has to do with the unseen in the future, as stated in Romans the 8th chapter, verses 24 and 25. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Vines also says that hope describes the happy anticipation of good, as stated in Titus the 1st chapter and verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. The grounds upon which hope are based, found in Colossians the 1st chapter and verse 27. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The object upon which hope is fixed is stated in 1st Timothy, the 1st chapter and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Hope is not a wishful thinking or an insecure, I hope so. But as Vines describes it, it is a confident expectation. A common definition of hope is desire plus expectation. The importance of hope. Hope is necessary to persevere, as stated in Romans the 8th chapter, verse 25, and also 1 Thessalonians the 1st chapter in verse 3. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. Hope is necessary for our motivations to become pure, as stated in 1 John the 3rd chapter, verses 2 through 3. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Hope is necessary to evangelize, as stated in 1 Peter the 3rd chapter and verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Without hope, we not only lose our souls, we won't be any good for saving others, as stated in Ephesians the 2nd chapter and verse 12. That at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. The word of God is designed or written to produce hope. Romans 15 and 4. For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Through its revelations of God's dealings with man in the past, we know that God keeps his promises. This encourages us to expect him to keep his promises in the future. Peter tells us what to rest our hope upon in 1 Peter the 1st chapter and verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Some additional items to note are as follows. Where do we read of the grace that is to come when Christ is revealed? In the scriptures, of course. Nothing fortifies our hope better than those wonderful passages that reveal the eternal destiny of the saint. When an athlete gets discouraged, he or she is often told to keep your eye on the prize. So then the Christian must do the same. And it is with the aid of God's word that we can keep our focus where it ought to be. With that, we'll close out our lesson for tonight and finish up next week, because I'd like to work on my invitation in front of a live audience for one that's away. At the end of every sermon, we always offer the opportunity for those who wish to become a member of the Lord's church. In order to become a member of the Lord's church, there's a process, a formula, a pattern, or what is commonly known as a plan of salvation that one must follow. its generic, its generic format is as follows. You must hear, you must believe, you must repent, you must confess, and last but not least, you must be baptized. We will take a closer look at the rationale behind this format based on the scriptures used to support it. First, you must hear. How? Romans 10:17 states, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why? You cannot believe in something if you have not heard about it. Romans 10:14. How then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Next, you must believe. Why? Because Jesus said so. John 8:24, Jesus said, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sin. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Believe what? The gospel or the good news, as stated in 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you receive, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which also I have received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. After this, you must repent. Why? Because Jesus said so. In Luke the 13th chapter and the 3rd verse, Jesus states, I tell you no, I tell you nay, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. If you don't, you will perish or be lost. Next, you must confess. Why? Because it is mandatory for salvation. As stated in Romans the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Finally, you must be baptized. Why? Jesus said so. Matthew the 28th chapter, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Amen. What happens after you are baptized? The Lord adds you to his church, as stated in Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. What happens if you refuse to obey the gospel? You are lost. As stated in Mark 16 and 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. In other words, you'll be separated from family and friends forever. So if there are any who wish to repent, ask for prayers, or to be baptized, you can come forward and